With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got all the essentials for comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style you can count on. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and effortless looks. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The fires of Southern California. Jeff Bliss very carefully elucidating what California has experienced these last days. The huge fires, for the moment, are paused, but Jeff is here to go over what we've learned this last week about fighting fires in the Santa Ana Wind. The Santa Ana Wind is an annual event. There is information, studies, to suggest that the Santa Ana winds will grow stronger and less frequent over these next years, having to do with, yes, climate change. There's assertion of that, but in any event, preparing for next year and next year requires lessons from this one. Jeff, I thank you for your reporting all week. I'm going to begin in the north of Los Angeles, the Hughes Fire, which blew up about 48, 60 hours ago, blew up spectacularly. Where is it now, and what have we learned from the Hughes Fire? It's around the 5 freeway, I believe. Good evening to you, Jeff.
Good evening, John. It is around the 5 freeway in northern Los Angeles County. As you head out along the 5 freeway up toward Bakersfield, which is in the Central Valley. And that area there where the fire is on a stretch called the Grapevine. The 5 freeway is a major north-south transit route for commerce, for passengers, you name it. And so when you have a fire like this, it can shut the freeway down, as it did for a while the other day. Right now, it looks like the firefighters have done a spectacular job of saving the towns up in that area like Castaic. They got some, you know, water-dropping air resources out there, helicopters as well as fixed wing. They just did a marvelous job, got a lot of FOSS-check, that fire retardant out there on the fire lines. And they had hotshot crews out there putting out spot fires, which are always a problem when you have winds. We're very fortunate right now. The winds throughout the Southland have died down for the most part. They're either calm or, you know, in single-digit mile-per-hour speeds. But that's been a big help to the firefighters, and they've done a great job up there. The Hughes Fire actually did threaten many more communities. If it had spread to the west, it could have run all the way to the coast where large cities like Ventura and Oxnard are located. And then that would have been a whole nother problem that would probably have eclipsed the Pacific Palisades fires. But thank goodness they got it knocked back.
Laguna Fire, looking very close to Oxnard. What is Laguna?
The Laguna Fire was at the kind of the northern tip, that right where the city of Camarillo meets the Santa Monica Mountains there, where they come down to the plains there of Camarillo, and a fire started up there. And again, the Santa Monica Mountains there have the same conditions that they do for the most part down where the Palisades fire is. That's on the south end of that. So you have the very dry brush, the thick underbrush, the dead vegetation, and all it takes is a little heat and a lot of wind, and boom, you're off to the races, and that's what happened. But they got a hold of it quickly, and I think one of the reasons they were able to do that was not only its location there, it was fortunate that not a lot of the fuel was lying in front of it, but also they got major firefighting resources on it right away. So they've been able to knock that one down and really keep it under 100 acres, and that's pretty remarkable. They thought that one could go off and become much, much larger, again, threatening urban suburban areas. And they did have to close Cal State University Channel Islands in Camarillo for a while, but they appear to be back in business now.
And the big one that dominated the news for weeks now, the Pacific Palisades, much smaller than it used to be, but mandatory evacuation from the Pacific Palisades into Malibu. You were concerned several days past about it spreading into the Santa Monica Mountains National River. Is that river station? Is that still possible?
Well, it is still possible, but it's more unlikely than ever before because the wind's dying down. So when the winds are dying down, you don't have to worry as much about it leaping ahead of, you know, the firefighting resources being, embers and such being carried to other areas and fires starting down the range from you. So right now they can kind of concentrate the firefighting resources more on where the fires, where the fire lines actually are, than worry about what's behind them or to the side of them. Again, they've done a fantastic job of fighting this fire. It's been a real tough battle for what's now getting be close to a couple weeks. But they can't let their guard down. Thankfully, rain is in the forecast for this weekend. It won't be a lot, but anything will be welcome.
I've learned from Jeff that the fuel is critical to understand how these fires spread. The Santa Monica Mountains National Recreation Area is filled with fuel, and there was warning of evacuation some days past. Everybody had to get out, but however they stopped it spreading, it was successful. That didn't happen with the Pacific Palisades. We have information about that, Jeff. There's been anecdote for 2 weeks now. What is the determination so far by the L.A. Times? Was there water?
Well, the L.A. Times has not been letting up on fire officials or DWP, the Department of Water and Power, or city leadership. They're saying, look, officials were warned of a failing water system way before the Palisades fire, yet they never happened. And there's all kinds of talk about why that didn't happen. Was it a budgetary decision? Was it leadership, missteps, whatever it was? But you're starting to see the beginning of what's going to be a very tough post-mortem on these fires and what caused them or how they could have been prevented. But just today, we heard quite a few people talking about the fact that they were never really given a proper evacuation warning. And most people didn't know what they were supposed to do, where they were supposed to go. So those are all going to come under that microscope.
The Eaton fire looks entirely solved. Is that correct? Up near Mount Wilson.
We're very close. We're at 95% containment. I think once we see that happen, that 100% containment, you'll see a lot more people come back into their residences and businesses. They'll start doing the real recovery on it all. But for now, it's they have to wait and see. They do have a few people coming back today. That's been a gradual repopulation program of theirs. But we still have to kind of close that loop. And we also have to make sure that nothing would kind of change and spread the fire up into the Angeles National Forest.
There's the Clay Fire, the Gibble Fire, and the Gilman Fire. These are smaller, but does this mean that fires could break out anywhere, any time now? There's no predicting.
That's right. I mean, it does help that we don't have high winds predicted in the near future. We do have several days worth of rain coming to Southern California, so that's all a big plus. That'll help when it comes to making sure that the vegetation has some liquid on it. They're not as dry as they were before, but the problem still remains. You still have hillsides and mountainsides and urban and suburban areas that are covered with vegetation. And one of the things that President Trump has been right, even back to his first term, and that's that we've not had a really smart, consolidated approach to clearing brush, to making sure that the forests were properly taken care of. Native Americans were doing preemptive burns centuries ago because they knew if they got rid of some of that undergrowth, that dead vegetation, that it would be safer and it would also be better for the plants. Many plants flourished after fires. That's part of their ecosystem. But, that's a problem we're going to have to face in the future, I'm afraid.
30 seconds, the border fire down near, down below San Diego. What's the status?
The status on that is about 10% contained, about 5,500 acres burned now. That's an area that's fairly remote, very rural, though they do have to keep their eyes on it because in areas not too far away are some settlements, and they don't want it to take off and go through those places.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. Rain expected. The best news for 2 weeks. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.